Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Kilayim Daf Lamed Daled in the Oiz V'Odor edition. Perek Shlishi Halacha Vov, immediately after the Mishnah. We're starting in the middle of Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Now the following sentence of the Gemara, the first sentence right after the Mishnah, the Mefarish should debate what does this sentence mean. And there's almost every Mefarish has another way to explain it. Many of the Mefarishim agree that the sentence doesn't belong here, but belongs to the previous Mishnah. We learned the previous Mishnah, which was quite complicated, and we brought there that there was a machlekes, the Rambam and the Rash, how to understand the Mishnah. Reb Chaim over here explains the following sentence of the Gemara based on the Pshat of the Rash. But we did not go with the Pshat of the Rash. We explained the Pshat of the Rambam, which is easier to understand. So we're going to use over here the Pnei Moshe, who explains the Gemara the way it works with the Rambam. As we learned in the previous daf, there's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbanon. What amount of distance you need to have between two rows of gourds? They both said there has to be 12 amma. So says the Gemara, what's the machlekes? So in the previous daf, the Gemara said the machlekes is, do you have to have any distance between the gourds and the onions? Rabbi Shmuel required to have 2 ammas distance, and Rabbanon did not require 2 ammas. Now the Gemara gives another answer. Meaning, Rabbanon and Rabbi Shmuel both agree that you need to have a distance of 2 amas between the gourds and the onions. But the question is, what happens if there's only 1 row of gourds? Do you still have to have 2 amas distance? Rabbi Shmuel says you have to have 2 amas distance even if it's 1 row, as the case of the previous Mishnah. Rabbanon say if it's only 1 row, you don't have to have a distance, as the Gemara said before. But if there will be 2 rows of gourds, then they agree that you do have to have 2 amma distance. The Vilna Gaon explains the sentence we just read, that it goes in our Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah we found the machlokes, how much of a distance you need to give between a row of diluim in a field of tvua, of grain. Is it 6 tvachim according to Rabbanon, or is it 4 ammas according to Rabbi Yosi? And this the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel says, "Afilu shur yechid es noisim lo avoido." Even for 1 row, you have the machlekes as 6 tochim or 4 amas. And according to the Vilna Gaon, you had here another sentence. Rabbi Kiva argues and says only shtei shurs, that the requirement of giving space, either 6 tochim or 4 amas, is only when you have 2 rows, not 1 row. Continues the Gemara, going back to the explanation of Rabbi Chaim, "Ma'uli ten avoido leroshim," meaning we said if you have a row, you need to give space to work. We know we have to give space next to the length of the row, to the right and the left of the length of the row. What about the width? Rashi means the width of the row, on the top. Do you need to give there space to do avoid or not? Says the Gemara, Kamo de tamer gabi kerem, like you see by a vineyard, noistim avodu la roshin. You need to give the space to work around the vines from every direction, not only in the length of the rows of the vine, but also in the width. All around the vines, you need to have space. Also here, you need to give space all over, also in the width of the row. Maldis Roya bin Agumus. We're speaking here about a row. What happens if you plant between the pits of the gourds? Do you say that between the pits, even though there may be a row, but if I'm inside the row between the pits, it's you're basically planting next to a single gourd, we don't have to make such distance. Or because there's a row over here, even though you're planting in between 2 of the row, it is considered to be something you need to have a more of a distance. So the Gemara, what the tamer gabei kerem, like the same thing by a vineyard. Sul is ro'a ben akfan. You can't plant between the vines. You don't say each one's considered to be a single vine within the vineyard. Ufa'ocha sul is ro'a ben agumus. Also here, you can't plant next to a single gourd. If the gourd is part of a row, you look at the row as one long thing. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yoina boy, Rabbi asked, not a chamisha diluim v'somcham lagoder, meaning according to Rabbanon the learned, that a row of gourds, you treat it like a single vine, as the Mishnah pointed out that we're comparing the single vine to the row. What happens if he planted a row of gourds next to a fence? Ma'ali tell him hilchus aris. So regarding a vineyard, we're going to learn that if you have a row of 5 vines and they're not organized like a vineyard, and they're next to a fence, that gives them chashivas, you have to make a distance of 4 amas. So the question is also here, if I have gourds in a row next to a fence, Do I have to make a bigger distance? Because the whole idea of Rabbanan is they're comparing the row to a single vine. Says the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph Beis, Mau b'chol ha'diluy misharinen or loy. Meaning Reb Chaim explains, according to Rabbi Yosi, that requires a very large distance for a gourd, for hamas. Is that true for all gourds? Or that is true only to the Greek gourd, Las Yevonis, but not the Egyptian one? So says the Gemara, Kol mokom shasisa kishu supolem etzriket las. Any time that I treated the pumpkin and the Egyptian bean like a gourd, Yevonis, a Greek one, Atoy said las mitzriket las Yevonis. So you'll treat an Egyptian gourd like the Greek gourd. Kol shalom says kishu supolem etzriket las Yevonis. Any time you didn't compare kishu supolem etzri to the Greek gourd, and I said last mitzvah gedas levonis, so the same halacha will apply to the Egyptian gourd. And in our Mishnah, we didn't mention the other types, only the dlas, which refers to the Greek gourd, and therefore the halachas apply only to the Greek one. Now in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi is the one who said he had to give four hamas, and Rabbi Yosi said, why is this more chomer than a vine, a single vine? And Rabbi Yosi answered, there's a very big difference, because we see that there's a difference between a single vine and a single gourd. A single gourd, you're much more machmer than a single vine. So now the Gemara asks, V'yasvine, why didn't they answer to Rabbi Yosi? If you keep vegetables which are moist, which they're supposed to be vegetables, and you decide not to go and eat them, but he wants to make a zera out of them, meaning he wants to use them to as seeds, and he's keeping them to dry out to be seeds. Yechidim, if they're individuals, so you need to make a distance of a bisroiva or to have a fence of 10 tefachim. But kalu bishura. But we're talking, what if it will be a row, not a single one, then you won't be machmer so much. That's what more assumes right now. So you see over here that always an individual is much more chomer than a row. So why didn't Rabbanan answer this to Rabbi Yosi? Says, well, mimadului maisiv lo, how they can. The fact that he answered it, I see that he doesn't differentiate between a row and a single one. And all of them have a din of a merubo, they need to have the full distance. And mainly we don't have this raya that a single one is more chomer than a row. The Gemara goes back to what we just mentioned. He keeps one vegetable, lezer, in order to make it into a seed. You have to have a distance of beisroiva, or have a fence of 10 tefachim. Says the Gemara, afilu min meminoi. Do we say that even if the vegetables are surrounding the zera, or the same type of the zera? Do you need to have the distance? If I have the same type of vegetable, like cucumbers, and I want to go, some of them I'm keeping for zera, some of them to eat, do I need to have a distance between them? Or because they're all cucumbers, you don't have to have a distance? So says the Gemara in Daf Amud Aleph, Hey Siv Rabboin Barchio Komir of Zehiro. So Rabboin wanted to bring a Ryan for Rav Zehiro. Vatanina Kuzbor Shazor Lezera Yir Kapotor. And as before she explained, Rav Chaim points out, we're referring to the continuation of that Mishnah, where it says there later in the Mishnah that if you planted Liyarik, so then you have to do Miser from the Zera and Miser from the Yarik. Meaning you don't mix them up. You don't make one Miser on both the parts that are meant to be for seeds and the parts that are meant to be for eating. You have to separate them and make miser on each one on its own. You see, they consider to be two different types. They're now one. That's why each one has to have his own miser. Amalei shani kuzbor shiv zara necholim. Kuzbor, which is a coriander, is special because even when it's meant for seed, it's still edible. So therefore, each one is his own thing. There's the vegetable part, which is one type of food. The zara is another part, which is another type of food. But other vegetables, where what's meant for zera is not edible, so it's butel to the vegetable, and it's considered to be all one big meal. So there's no raya from here if the problem of kilayim is when you have some vegetables meant to plant, meant for zera, meant for seeds, is that kilayim with the same type? We don't have a raya. The Mishnah concluded and said that Yosi ben Achoytif Efratim said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel that the distance you need to have between the gourds is the largest one. You have to have three and a size of base core, which base core is 30 seil. So says the Gemara, look what happened to Rabbi Shmuel is learning from the beginning of his learning to the end of his learning. In other words, when he grew, he became more machmir. We're using the gears of Rav Chaim. When he started, he said, to the distance you need to have in the, from the gourd is a beiseo. The soifoyu a beiskor. When he got to the end of his learning, he said beiskor a much larger distance. So meaning Rabbi Shmuel changed his mind in his learning, and he required a bigger distance. And the Rashi Tirulo says over here that there's a remez that the das of Shmuel expanded. He started with a small das, and then he grew to a much bigger das, and that's the remez that we have over here. And this, we end Perek Shlishi, Hadron Lach Haruga Bezer Hashem. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim, Daf Lamed Dalet.